Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're recording live from Barcelona at Mobile World Congress, and I'm delighted to be joined by Felix Chai, Product Director of Wuhan GreenNet Information. Welcome, Felix.
Hello. Good afternoon.
So why don't you start by just telling us a little bit about GreenNet and the history of the company?
Okay, thank you. GreenNet is a DPI product in China. DPI is for packaging inspection. So far, we are the top three vendors in China DPI market, and we are the only one who using the Intel architecture for DPI products so far in China. Okay, we have started 11 years ago, but at the first we have looked at all kinds of hardware, but in the end we choose the Intel hardware because it is more flexible. And during our services, since our customers are mainly for the Chinese ISPs like China Telecom, China Mobile, we have achieved some biggest user case of Intel architecture. For example, in the Shanghai Telecom, it has 3G bandwidth and it has been monitored and audited by the government and also the ISP. They used our DPI products, which is based on Intel architecture, for monitoring the traffic in real time. And each box, we monitored like 20 gig traffic. And in 2014, we accelerated our software architecture and we achieved 60 G throughput per box.
That's fantastic. For those listening to the podcast that don't know a lot about deep packet inspection, can you talk about what the technology is and why telco providers use this technology?
Deep packet inspection is to check into every packet on the wireless. In China, we have to monitor the traffic in real time. That's why DPI is an independent product in China. But in other places of the world, DPI mostly just played a role of building block. We usually use it in SLB, server load balance, or VPN. Actually, most of the network product need the DPI ability. But when we trying to figure out everything in the network, the DPI has to be very delegated. For example, we know about 1,000 applications in China.
Now, putting into context the performance that you talked about earlier, obviously performance is critical to be able to inspect the amount of traffic that's
exactly
passing through mobile networks at any given time.
Yes.
Can you talk about what size of traffic any particular provider is looking at in real time and why the performance is so critical?
Since every packet has to be monitored before it goes out, so if we introduced latency into the network, then every packet will be affected.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make the latency as little as possible. That's why most of the operators in this world won't use the Intel architecture in their metropolis where area network. But Shanghai did that since we can reduce the latency to the least. Okay.
Now, you talk about using Intel architecture. Obviously, that helps with performance. Can you talk a little bit about what the experience has been in working with Intel and how you actually utilize Intel architecture within your solutions?
In 2006, we have invented our own DPDK. It's kind of like DPDK, but it is invented before DPDK has been released. It's kind of the same thing. It's just reduced the memory copying from the kernel to the user land. So it can reduce the latency of the networking packet forwarding. And in 2014, we have contacted with Intel. And then we find that DPDK and our own DPDK is so similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's very astonishing. Then we introduced our user case in Shanghai Telecom like that. And Intel invited us as the Intel network builders. We are glad to join the team. And so far, we have some research projects with Intel, like in SDN. So far, we got maybe the quickest or the fastest SDN controller. It can handle 10 M flows per second. It's pretty quick. And for the NFV part, we have our own NFV architecture, and we are working with Intel to improve the performance of it.
So Chai, you said it's the fastest, but I want to make sure that we talk about the fact that it's a world record, right, in terms of capability for that SDN controller?
As far as I know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I also heard that you have a very large networking user case using 200 servers. Can you tell us about that?
Mm-hmm. That's in Shanghai Telecom, and it has over several T's bandwidth, mm-hmm. and it has been monitored by the government and the ISPs. Normally, there will be some special hardware, like Huawei or others. They are using FPGA or NP architectures to perform the monitoring of the packet. But we use Intel, you know, and each box can handle over 20 packets per second. So we used about 100 Intel servers for the packet forwarding and do some protocol analysis. Then we'll forward some special packet to the backend. The backend is a big data platform, also based on Intel. In the big data platform, we will analyze the user habit. For example, whether this user is experience low bandwidth when he's trying to see some movies on the internet.
Okay, yeah.
Then the telecom can improve their network quality, and they can even apologize mm-hmm. before the user complains.
That's pretty neat. I heard a statistic that 2015 is going to be the year that we stream more content over the internet compared to how much we consume on broadcasts. So I suppose that technology is becoming more and more important.
Thank you. And I believe so.
So when you look forward to 2015, what can we expect from GreenNet in terms of new innovation?
We are working on a new product. It is called VMSE. It is a virtual multi-service edge. So far, it has been tested in few customers in China. It is basically a software base, BRAS, a broadband resource access server. Everyone uses PPPoE or the Wi-Fi connecting to the internet will have, let's say, authenticated portal. Then we use the Intel hardware to replace the traditional special hardware. On it, we integrated the PPPoE, the IPoE, the radius abilities, and it is much cheaper than the traditional solutions. So far, there are over 70% of people in China doesn't have the internet access. So I believe there is a huge market.
That's fantastic. I'd love to hear about how that solution matures in the market as we move forward. One final question. Where can we find more information about GreenNet?
We have a website. It is www.greenet.net.cn.
Well, GreenNet is a great partner of Intel's, great partner of the Intel Network Builders Program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today at Mobile World Congress to tell us about what you've been up to and where you're going.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I'm sure GreenNet and Intel's cooperation will have a bright future, and I believe that's the future of the networking.